You're listening to This Morning with Stacey Brotzel and Daryl McIntyre on 630 CHED.
Yesterday, we talked to Marjorie Benz, executive director at the food bank, saying that they're sitting at half of their goal of, I think it was $3 million or $4 million. I may get that number wrong, and 300,000 pounds of food. But they don't just need food at the food bank. They also need diapers. So many families out there in need. The founder of Edmonton Playgrounds, Jill Foots, couldn't make it, not feeling so well. But Iris Toon, the owner of Fourth Maternity Store in Southgate, they're both teaming up for a diaper drive, something that we don't hear of very often. Iris, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
So what's with the diaper drive? Is this the first time you've been doing this?
Yes, it's the first time I'm doing it, but it's been on my mind for a while just because I've had three kids and each time they outgrow their diapers, you have the leftover sizes. And I thought, you know what, like maybe all these other moms are in the same situation, have all these leftover diapers and we can donate it to something good.
So if I'm thinking about donating, it doesn't have to be a sealed box.
No, we will take open boxes. We'll take open bags. If you just have three diapers, throw it in a Ziploc and we'll take it.
Oh, okay, because lots of moms out there, lots of parents out there have diapers that the kids have just outgrown because they grow so fast.
Absolutely. So we'll take anything, and honestly, it all goes towards the Edmonton's Food Bank, and it's really helping a lot of families.
What's your goal?
We're trying to get 20,000 diapers.
And where are you in that goal?
We're at 8,200, so almost halfway there.
All right, so how can people donate? Where do they find you?
So they can drop off their diapers at the Fourth. We're located on the upstairs of Southgate Center. And you can also donate online as well. So on the Edmonton's Food Bank website, you can choose Diaper Drive and donate there.
All right. So I guess money is probably quite helpful as well, right?
Absolutely. So we've raised $3,000 as well on top of the 8,000 diapers.
And can they bring it into the store too, money, or should they go online to do that?
They should go online to donate.
What kind of need are you hearing this time of year in terms of diapers and stuff for their kids? Not just food, obviously that's essential, but so are diapers.
Absolutely. I know diapers are so expensive and babies will go through quite a few in a day. Like a newborn could go through 8 in one day, or if you're doing one diaper change, you might end up going through 3 without finishing the diaper change. And so, you know, they go through them so fast and they're so costly and, you know, moms really need all the help they can get.
Because there might be choices that have to be made. I either get food or I pay my electricity bill or I get diapers.
Exactly. We're hearing a lot from our moms in our moms group that, you know, finances are really stretched thin. They're not able to buy gifts for everyone this year and maybe choosing to do a Secret Santa instead. And if they're making those kind of choices, you know, what does it look like in terms of how they're providing for their babies?
What are you hearing from people coming in with diapers and donating?
Honestly, positive feedback. They're so thankful that we're helping other families. They're also thankful that they have a place. Like, we have moms literally throwing their diapers at us because they're like, I don't know what to do with this. It was just sitting in my closet at home. And, you know, they're just glad to just let go of it and, you know, move on to other things.
I bet getting rid of things that are just sitting there that can be of use to other people, really important. They need diapers all year round, but this is just the drive for this Christmas?
Yes. So we're going to run our drive until January 31st.
Okay.
We just know that January finances are really tight. The food bank is going to be really low, probably seeing empty shelves. So that's why we're doing a great push till the end of January. And we're doing giveaways as well. So it's a nice incentive to donate more. A lot of small businesses in the city are contributing to our giveaways. And so they're really, you know, helping out our community here.
So it's great that the drive is extending into January until the end of January, because people are running around and now the snow and, you know, they're awfully busy. So giving them some time to get over Christmas, get over New Year's, and then they can come down and donate diapers.
Exactly. There's lots of time.
And we have a big box of diapers for you. Our producer, Chris, went out and bought you one. So I know that you've got lots, and I know it will be put to good use. So good luck with your goal, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Iris Toon, owner of The Fourth in Southgate Centre. You can drop off diapers, even if it's stuck in a Ziploc bag. They will take it. Of course, it is just in conjunction with the Edmonton Food Bank. Families in need. They need more than just food. They also need diapers and things for their kids. So that is where those diapers are going.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.